WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
Tuned into the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Our theme this evening is places, and we started off the set with Astrud Gilberto, the amazing Brazilian jazz singer, and Nonstop to Brazil. And then we heard from Les Baxter and Calcutta from Ultra Lounge Volume 3, Space Capades. That whole series, Ultra Lounge, is outstanding. And then, thanks to my good friend Tim Coleman and sometimes WMFO substitute DJ for the next track from Roy Buchanan, that was Baltimore. And then thanks to Coffee and Smokes Alex, who's on every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. with the Desperate Hours, for turning me on to the track that followed, Johnny Zorro in Coesville from Frolic Diner Part 2. And then we went to Ohio for two songs, specifically The Banks of the Ohio with David Grisman from Tone Poems, one of those CD works of art that has a full-color booklet that accompanies the CD, and every song, every instrument, and every song is illustrated. And then, after The Banks of the Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, the Presidents of the United States of America, and the theme song to the Drew Carey Show. Yes, Cleveland Rocks served well for that. And you know, they're a band, they don't play conventional guitars. They play a git bass and a bass guitar, and they tune them down. Not all the way down, but they use thicker strings and like two strings on one and three strings on the other. And I think it's an incredibly cool concept. And that was one of the things that propelled me to explore putting thicker, heavier bass strings on some of my guitars and tuning them in all sorts of crazy ways. So backing me up right now, my ambiance is another ambient piece from Brian Eno, reversed. This is Dunwich Beach, autumn 1960. And a little bit more kind of backwards artifacts in this piece, but an interesting way to experience more ambiance variations. So our theme this evening, yes, is places around the world more broadly. And one of the things I've been incredibly fortunate in my life is to have been traveled to 23 different countries, and a lot of them on my own, like completely on my own, getting on an airplane and flying to Asia and making my way across. But I think it's a wonderful human thing to be able to experience different cultures and see the way people live their lives. We're certainly better off these days in our potential to stay at home and experience the world through the rich variety of media that the internet and other, well, video and media, but actually going to a place and stepping out onto the streets and the smells of the markets. That's what I've always done, and I think they all smell different. Japan, China, India, Vietnam, India, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Singapore, Macau, Thailand, Korea. All different smells in the streets and in the markets. Well, we've got at least two more sets for you. And we're going to start off the next set with a piece from a man who is seen by some people as an incredible sonic genius, and by other people as just a crackpot who happened to pick up a guitar and managed to get himself recorded and produced by Frank Zappa, who I think we'd have to acknowledge as being a sonic genius. But I am talking about Captain Beefheart and his most famous album, Trout Mask Replica, is a real work, let me say that. And I've never been able to listen to the whole thing in one sitting. But one or two songs, yeah. So here is a piece called Frownland. And we're going to follow that with the Beatles.
I cannot go back to your Frownland. My spirit's made up of the ocean and the sky and the sun and the moon and all I can see. I cannot go back to your land of gloom where black jagged shadows remind me of the coming of your doom. I want my home. Take my hand. flying below me lying, and no one dying by me to hand. Let the devil burn in a beggar land, and the little girls that live in low, low worlds take my kind hand. My smile is stuck, I cannot go back to your frown land. I cannot go back to your frown land.
Mayor Mike Bloomberg. Yes. Governor Pataki. Yes. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Yes. Lieutenant Governor.
A lot of people in public office have smoked marijuana. It's not surprising. More than a third of adult Americans have tried pot. What was surprising and refreshing was our mayor's honest answer when asked if he had ever smoked pot. He said, "You bet I did, and I enjoyed it." And we applaud his honesty. But even though it's normal to smoke pot, in New York City, we arrest more than 50,000 people a year just for smoking pot. A lot of them spend time in jail. We don't arrest responsible drinkers. After September 11th, with decreased police manpower, shouldn't we get our priorities straight? If you think it's wrong to arrest people for doing something normal, log on to norml.org. That's norml.org.
your story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river, down by the banks of the River Charles. That's what's happening, baby.
You get any readings on your instruments?
Yes, sir. There's a tiger burning bright in the forest of the night. I'm trying to Saturn rings around my head down a road that's Martian red.
I'm a girl.
I have only five words for you. From my cold, dead head.
70. Abu Ghraib away. If persistent news tips are correct, the U.S. Army's report on the barbarities at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison will lodge blame for the events there at the rank of colonel and below, and no real bigwigs or command staff officers will be tied to the vile events that took place in the American-controlled Gulag. If so, I'm tempted to say, I told you so. When the Abu Ghraib prison scandal broke, I wrote that the nation must prepare for an efficient, neat, tidy whitewash. The grunts would bear the brunt of any discipline, and the dudes at the top would emerge unscathed. There it is. When it first happened, I thought back to the scandals that rocked SCI Green several years ago, when a score of guards were charged with brutal, racist, and vile behavior against men in the hold. Roughly 24 guards were fired, but after union appeals, most were quietly reinstated after the media forearm died down. One day, while on the way to the yard, a young red-haired guard said, "It's all about protecting your ass. That's all the white shirts care about. Know what I mean, Jamal?" I actually didn't, and asked, "What you mean, Reds?" "Well, you remember when they fired all of us a couple years ago?" I nodded. He continued, "They left us out to dry, just a hanging. Every damn thing we did in the hole, we did because they told us to. They told us to tune guys up, to give them an attitude adjustment. You know what I mean?" I nodded again. "And then, when the heat came down, wham, they left us hanging. I learned from that, protect your ass. Damn, Red, you was one of them dudes in that stuff?" "Yeah, Jamal, I was out for months, don't you remember?" I actually didn't know then, but his brief conversation came back to me years later when the events at Abu Ghraib made the news. Nor was I even remotely surprised when a former guard from SCI Green just happened to be at the forefront of the vile and violent assaults at Abu Ghraib. He just took what he learned here over there. It was a whitewash here. Why not one there? The brass, the White House, and the Senate wanted a whitewash. They got it. Why ask why? For the many people overseas, the whitewash of American officials is like the smearing of mud or a brown substance that further discredits the world's bringer of democracy. It fattens the swarm of jihadis everywhere who see that American democracy is a sham. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.
Why is it so important that you want to contact the governments of our Earth?
Because of death.
Because all you of Earth are idiots.
I'm looking salty with a red light howl. Somewhere below the fog. Well, I'm stumbling, got a bridge to cross, and a big old wooden clog. Big chunk of Afghani black, backtracking college grand. I don't need caffeine at the coffee shop, but I might as well go in. Hot day.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford on Fridays from 8 to 10 p.m. So that was a pretty long set that we had. We started off with Captain Beefheart and the magic band Frownland, and then the Beatles with Pepperland from Yellow Submarine. Les Baxter followed with Atlantis from Ultra Lounge Volume 1, Mondo Exotica. And then we heard from the Japanese Orange Range Band with Shanghai Honey, and the Standells, Dirty Water. Oh yeah, Boston's theme song. Well, one of them. And then Lonnie Mack with Memphis. And then Rush, one of their epic masterpieces, Xanadu, from A Farewell to Kings originally. And that was a song, that was the first major song that I figured out how to play on a guitar all by myself. Well, mostly. I remember sitting down on a Saturday afternoon in high school with my guitar and the recording, and going back over and over again. And, figured out most of it that Saturday. And then a piece from 2004, actually, Mumia Abu Jamal and Abu Ghraib Reggae from, Chuck Yu's Best of 2004 No Censorship Radio, talking about the prison, the abuse of Iranian prisoners by United States service members. And then the Asylum Street Spankers gave us Amsterdam, and the Clash, London's Burning, off of their eponymous first album. And right now we are listening to the German electronic band Tangerine Dream, and this is called 3 a.m. at the Border of the Marsh from Oke Finoke, which is a massive peat-filled wetland in the border between Georgia and Florida. It's the Oke Finoke National Wildlife Refuge and Wilderness. So, unfortunately, Chase Carson is not going to be coming in this evening to bring you the Time Tunnel. Soul, funk, dance, and disco music from back in the day. But he is expected back next week. So we're going to close things off with some Deep Purple. And then we'll turn things over to Rick Deckard. Thanks so much for listening to this Places theme Plastic Sushi. We'll be back again next week at 8 p.m. with another show for you. And, well, here's Deep Purple. And I'm sending this out to Ritsuko, who's currently in Tokyo, in fact. Yes, my woman from Tokyo, here on WMFO in Medford, concluding the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage.